Call the February 6th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so before we get started, I want to ask Alderwoman Wilhelm to lead us in happy birthday to John Nelson, who becomes an old man today.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kristen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Johnny. Happy birthday to you.
That was absolutely unbelievable.
I'm actually disappointed because two birthdays I was up here, and I would never allow that. So very, very disappointed in you to allow that to happen.
Okay.
I don't think he was asked.
So now that we've had some festivities, let's move on to the citizen comment period. Item B1, anyone wishing to speak on any matters, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address. Mr. Marzo, no. Ms. Skin.
Isn't that working? Especially for short people. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Dana Gint, 9011 West Hawthorne Lane. I just have a couple questions. Can you please clarify for me regarding the infrastructure construction payment process? Is the developer contracting for the work to commence, or is the city contracting for that work?
That's the city attorney.
The current state of the proposed agreement provides that the developer will be physically soliciting bids, et cetera, all pursuant to the state competitive public bidding law.
And then is the city going to be paying for the infrastructure? So the developer is getting the bids, and then the city is going to be paying for that by getting bonds and things like that?
There's a disbursing agreement to provide for payments.
Okay.
Subject to terms and conditions in the agreement.
Okay. So if during this process of putting in the infrastructure, if there's some environmental issue, who would be responsible for that then?
Developers are responsible for any and all with regard to existing waste or damages caused with regard to the construction, and that's covered by insurance requirements for contractors and the developer.
Okay. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, how can the city spend $6.7 million for the remediation for the Ballpark Commons project, yet in the AECOM environmental report for March 2014, the developer was aware that the cost to develop on the landfill was $3.7 million. So shouldn't he be responsible for that portion?
With regard to costs and terms of the agreement, regarding improvements as well as city incentive payments, that's all a matter of negotiation and determination by the Common Council.
Okay. And I know at the special meeting, I asked if there was going to be a pilot payment made in regards to all the school-age children added with the 400 apartments proposed for the South of Rawson project. Was that evaluated, or was any calculation made regarding that?
It's not currently within the draft before the Common Council.
Is there calculations being made regarding that situation? I mean, contacting the Franklin Public School System to find out what the exact impact would be for the lifetime of the TID. It could be over $20 million for my calculations, but obviously I'm not a CPA.
That's a school district question. You should ask them, but it's my understanding that no, having those children will only help their state aides. So it obviously there's never been a school district person weighing in on this. It's not an issue for them.
Well, schools don't usually get involved in politics unless there's a referendum on the
this
table.
It's a development thing. It's not politics.
Right.
They get involved with development quite regularly.
Mr. Mayor, can I jump in here real quick?
Alderman Mayor.
All TIF districts have to be approved going forward by all taxing districts within that TIF district. So the school district, MMSD, Franklin, Milwaukee County, all approved this TIF going forward. And so it's not just the city of Franklin approving it going forward. So the school district accepted what they would have. And as state aid goes with TIF districts, they make up the balance. When a parcel is put into a TIF district, state aid picks up the difference between what they would be normally getting and what the TIF district is keeping. So the school district for this portion, the way I understand it, is they should end up equal to for the students that they receive.
Okay. So was the school district notified what the total impact will be? Was there any calculations done or supplied them any numbers at all?
School district was involved right from the start of creating the TIF. Mayor Mark can maybe answer a little bit there, too. Mark's nodding a little bit.
Well, Mr. Roberta.
The school district participates, as the alderman said, in the approval and development of the TIF district, and they look at the financial models that come to them based on that, which included estimates of the nature and type of development, including apartments and or condominiums. The development changes over time, but they are part of that. Their representative, as I recall, I would have to look, but as I recall, the representative did vote to recommend the TIF as well. So the school district should be fully informed through their representative who participated in the process.
It is correct. It was, as I recall, Mr. Milzer.
Yes, Jim Milzer.
And it was unanimous vote. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Milzer is the business manager.
I just know the project has changed so much since its, you know, first proposal. I just didn't know if they're, you know, brought up to speed every time there's changes made, if there's additional apartments added, and what the mixture of the composition of those apartments are. Are they two bedrooms, three bedrooms? Obviously, that impacts usually how many children are per unit.
The state statutes are pretty specific on when something needs to go. When something is significant enough that it needs to go back to the TIF review board for consideration. And the city's followed all of those, and so the TIF review board remains properly informed.
Okay. At the Common Council meeting on January 9th, Alderwoman Wilhelm asked for additional mitigation for the trees and plantings and for the retention pond to be reevaluated to save some of the trees in that area and possibly enlist the input of the Weir Nature Center and the Friends of Weir to help with their input. Was that ever investigated as far as creating a budget to have a mitigation plan to help have the, you know, a higher value of trees placed into the system?
Mr. Deedle?
The mitigation plan is the developer's responsibility. They have to do it. They have to pay the consultants to do it. They have not submitted it yet. They won't be able to get any building permits until they do.
Because I know Alderwoman Wilhelm asked for additional trees to be added to the system. So you're saying that will be part of the landscape approval plan?
And I am too.
Okay.
So we'll be working together. And I'll make sure if something's missed, I'll let the council know.
Okay. Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Ginn. Anyone else? Anyone else? Mr. Cervenansky.
On the basement. Chad Cervenansky, 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. I want to know what's being done to protect the neighbors from the lights, the noise, and trespassers that will be coming through our yards. That's my main concern. Has there been a light and noise study done?
That'll happen this spring.
It hasn't been done yet?
Can't do it in the wintertime.
It's been done, but they got to install
it. Why wasn't it done when, like, last fall, last summer? I mean, you guys are going ahead with the project, but yet you haven't done one of the most important parts of the project.
Do you want us to study the past conditions or the conditions that will exist?
Well, the light and noise study should have been done. If you're going this far in the process, it should have been done already.
I understand you're making a statement. I'm asking you a direct question in advance. Do you want us to study what's been the past, or do you want us to study what needs to be what will be fixed?
You should have done both. You should have already been looking at the lights and the noise.
Okay.
So the light and sound study has been done. That was part of the agreement with Milwaukee County. Until this development agreement is done with the city,
okay,
which finalizes everything, basically, and whatever final DNR, and I think whatever last minute with the county,
if I was a developer, I wouldn't spend one dime doing any light work or any noise work until he has all the agreements, which is what we're doing now. And it's my understanding that as soon as it's capable, as soon as it's possible in the spring, that's when the lights will all be repositioned, different lights, different shields, and then obviously throughout the summer, they'll be working on the sound system as well. So there is a plan, but why would it be done in the middle of winter? Why would it ever be done before there's agreement, which is what's being hashed out now? So that's the answer.
Well,
you may not like it. I know you probably came from your parents' house and you wouldn't worry if they're cutting through your yard and stuff like that, but we're trying to handle business here.
Well, you wouldn't want them cutting through your yard either. That's why you're. That's why they're not building it in your backyard.
I have in your yard.
That's a valid concern. Right. With the installation of the berm and the natural tree and the tree area, that should and other methods, we hope that won't be the case. But if it is, certainly the police will be happy to respond.
Well, I know they're putting up a berm. Well, at least that's what they're talking about doing, and but that's not going to stop trespassers. And my main concern, too, is after all these events get going, what's going to stop people from parking their cars up and down, you know, my parents' street, Hawthorne Lane? What's going to be done to stop that?
Adequate parking on site.
Right. I mean, during the mud event out there, there were cars parked in Greendale, up and down their streets, up and down 76th Street. I mean, there's nothing that's going to stop people from parking on Hawthorne Lane. As far as the lights, are the lights that are going to be put up for the stadium, and not just the stadium, the golf course thing out there, are those lights going to light up all the backyards on Hawthorne Lane? I mean, I would think that's been looked into already, I mean, as far as the lights and everything.
There you go. You answered your own question.
Yep.
I mean, because I'm worried that all the yards are going to be completely lit up at night. Because there's one light on top of the ski hill now, every night during the ski operations, and that one light lights up my parents' backyard. And there's just one light at the top of the hill, and that one light lights up their yard. As far as digging up the, you're going to redo the methane system out there. Is the Wisconsin Department of Public Health and the Environmental Protection Agency, have they been notified of what's going to be happening out there? You smiling at me. Do you know?
DNR has been contacted. Yeah, I'm just it's comical. Yes, continue.
No,
it's not a funny matter. I know what you're laughing about.
Mr. Cervenansky, please, let's
same
between you and I here.
Have they been notified, the Department of Public Health?
It's under the purview of the DNR. We're not. I am not aware of any conversation with anyone other than the DNR.
Right. Why is it the Department of Public Health being notified?
See, Mr. Cervenansky, I answered your question, and you immediately jumped to a conclusion. It's not going to work that way. Your question needs to be directed to the Department of Natural Resources. And certainly, if those other agencies needed to be involved, the DNR would have involved them.
Well, not necessarily, but...
Well, okay.
You know.
It's
up to me to call the Department of Public Health and the Environmental Protection Agency
sure.
to make sure that you guys are doing your job properly out there?
I welcome you to do that.
Wow. We got to do everything here. What's the TIF up to now? $29
million? 22.2, I think.
So.
Down to low.
The other concern I have is how the city is willing to spend $29 million on this project, but yet when you drive around the city, you see the infrastructure is terrible within Franklin. You drive down Hawthorne Lane, the road is the original road from like 1969. It's all heaved. You can't even drive up and down the street. I mean, why doesn't the city focus on things that need to be done to make the city look more presentable? I mean, this project doesn't make any sense to me how taxpayers are being stuck paying for something when the rest of the city of Franklin looks terrible. All the businesses are empty on the corner of 76 and Rawson. Nobody's doing anything about that. As far as this whole project, would any of you want this in your backyard?
It is in my backyard. I can see.
You're going to deal. You're going to have to deal with the lights and the noise.
I can see it when I walk out my back door. I can see it.
Yeah, but it's not going to affect you anywhere near it as like the rest of us.
You asked a question. I gave an answer.
What about everybody else up there?
They don't live near it.
See? Won't affect them one bit.
We offer everybody 3 minutes. Is there anything else, Mr. Cervenansky?
I noticed the developer himself, he just moved to a different location. He won't be affected either.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak?
I think he moved closer to it.
Yeah, he moved away from it because he doesn't know.
That's enough. That's enough.
Closer, technically.
Mrs. Zingales.
Joy Dragunas Zingales, 7573 Highview Drive, Greendale. I have a question. I know it's come up a couple different times regarding what the responsibility of the developer will be as far as monitoring the wells, the methane. Now, currently, the city also has monitors in many of the Greendale homes.
Not correct. City has no monitors anywhere.
Well, they supply the monitors to us.
City has not supplied any monitors.
I have a letter at home from Milwaukee County.
Thank you.
Excuse me, the county, yes. That they currently have to replace those. I believe it's once every 7 years. Is that going to continue?
I have a letter that was forwarded to me by a member of your group that indicated that that offer was had 2016.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I don't have it with me. I believe it was 2016. Three people took advantage of it.
Of the new monitors. Yes, because some of us had gotten them just slightly prior. But what I'm asking, Mr. Mayor, is will that continue under the new contract? That was my question.
The DNR will not change the monitoring. Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, right?
Can I just make one comment quick?
Oh, close it.
Alderman Mayor.
Just want to shout out a little bit. All of us up here, this is a part-time position as aldermen, which means most of us have another career that we work at all day, and we do these things at night and on weekends. So my only point is I did receive a couple of emails today, which I didn't get till I was on my way getting ready for this meeting. So I apologize if I didn't get to emails today, but recognize we don't have access to those emails all day long because our responsibilities are elsewhere to our full-time career, and this is part-time. So if I received them prior to today, I would have responded to them last night or whenever. But if I got something today, I wouldn't have gotten to it yet.
Okay. Since